my man DJ Shark in the building. Shark, we're talking about this subject this morning.
That'll make me mad here.
We're talking about this subject this morning. Yeah, Madhouse Crazy News Tour coming out of Detroit. Man, actually fired. Just finished his whole fire training. And, you know, as tradition, they bring a gift. So he brought a gift as a watermelon to 90% black. Black Fire Battalion.
That's
I guess
on the east side of Detroit.
He was fired. You think this man should have been fired, or you think he was wrong for bringing this watermelon?
That's a double-edged sword right there. Well, that question.
This is what I say. No, don't fire. We just beat him up real bad. Keep him at work, so every day he come to work, he go, oh, man, I got to go work and look at Larry. He beat me to death the other day. Don't fire him. Let him stay. I bet you won't do it again.
That's the other part of it. This is why I say I don't think he's racist. This is just my particular opinion. Because why would you go work with a 90%, fire station, a 90% black fire station, and you're white? I don't think a racist person would want to do that.
What?
Why would you put?
I don't think that man would have been offended.
You know he ain't gonna get in trouble.
You definitely can get in trouble.
He got in trouble.
Yeah, he got fired.
He got in trouble for thinking he wasn't doing nothing racist.
Sure, he ain't expected.
I'm pretty sure that man would not have taken offense. I can't speak for him, but if we for him graduating out of his fire class, I'm pretty sure if somebody would have bought him a peach cobbler or an apple pie, American pie, then he wouldn't have took that. He wouldn't have been offended by that.
Watermelon is another form of the N word.
No, it's not.
See, we are associated with chicken and watermelon.
Fried chicken,
fried. If that man would have walked in there with a box of Popeyes, we wouldn't have heard nothing.
What?
We
wouldn't have heard nothing.
What? Hold on. If that man had bought a box of Popeyes chicken,
No, they wouldn't have said that.
As a gift.
They wouldn't have said
that. It's kind of different.
How's that different? You just said we're associated with chicken and watermelon.
Chicken and watermelon.
Bojangles make the biscuits there in 20 minutes.
Come on.
Man, house, what's up, y'all? This is Carpe Diem from the Red Rose checking in. Man, listen. Now, y'all know that one more racist than me walking into an all-white fire department with a big, thick rope on it with a pink ribbon on it. Not calling me a racist after I do that. I'm going to walk up in. Matter of fact, I'm over here in Valentine. Now, I think it's an all-white fire department right up the street. I got a big old rope in the trunk. I'm going to go put a pink ribbon on that and go in there and not expect to be getting called a racist. That's what I'm going to do. Exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk right in there with this rope on it, with this pink ribbon, and be like, "Hey, don't call me no racist. Just let's go back and save these lives together." Yeah, I couldn't even trust a man like that going into a burning building with somebody like that. You done brought me a watermelon, but you gonna try to have my back if this wall collapse on me? Come on now. Yeah, right.
Okay, Carpe, but let me know if you're gonna walk into that one in Valentine. Call
all
me
before, black people, stop call eating me watermelon, damn it.
Call me before you go because you're gonna need bail money. Good morning.
Man, just some watermelon. I love watermelon, but they ain't have to fire that man. They shouldn't have fired him. He's selling breast cancer awareness money. Like, for real, that was just crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he should have been fired.
I definitely don't think that he should have been fired.
Good
but
morning.
I also don't think he should have bought the watermelon.
Hey, good morning. I'm still taking comments on the watermelon thing.
You best
okay,
believe it.
Okay, so my thing is, what I want to know is what made him think that was okay. Instead of saying, oh, he shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that. I just want to ask him, why did he think that was an appropriate gift? What went through his mind?
And me and Burby have been saying, you know, when you buy somebody a gift, any type of gift, you always try to think
what that person looked like.
What are they like?
White or black?
Black.
If you look at the person you're getting the gift for and you say, I wonder what this person would like. If the boss man, we getting a gift for the boss man here at this station, we going to sit there and think to ourselves, what does he like?
I'm buying watermelons for everybody for the rest of the year.
You buying what?
Watermelons for everybody for
I'm
the rest
not,
of the year.
I'm probably going to bring an American pie. A peach cobbler.
Our boss don't like that. He probably like watermelons.
Something like that. Because, you know, a blueberry muffin. I don't eat blueberry
muffin. If you was going to get a gift for Bill, our big boss Bill,
mm-hmm.
What would you buy Bill?
A card. Here's a card.
That's it. That's all you can
buy. There you go.
If you just got to buy him a food item, what would you buy?
A donut.
I take a morning. It's no limit.